This is the Montana Economic Minute.
There's one thing to be said about the status quo in any organization, and that is at one time, at least, everyone agreed with it. Hi, I'm Patrick Barkey. Finding a consensus that's at least tolerable to groups of leaders with different views is hard work, as every Montana legislator knows. And so at least starting with the status quo has a certain appeal in efforts to forge something new. But what if that status quo is piloting a Titanic towards an iceberg dead ahead?
No matter how far you may go, there's always one just down the road.
Down pump.
Ooh, pump it up.
Pump it up.
As the weather heats up, you'll want something to cool you down. Stop by your local Town Pump and get some Buzz Balls chillers, 3 for $10. Pump It Up members save an additional $2 when you buy three for $8. Town Pump, convenient and right down the road.
Town Pump, right down the road. Pump it up, yeah.
If you're using dyed diesel fuel and driving on Montana's public roads, you may not know this, but you are breaking the law. The small savings you see at the pump could end up costing you up to $5,000 in fines. Dyed diesel fuel is not taxed and is intended for off-road use only. Please, do the right thing. Don't use dyed fuel on Montana's roads. To report violators, you can call 1-888-FUEL-LAW. Thanks for your help. This message brought to you by the Montana Department of Transportation.
The federal government budgeting process is a poster child for the status quo. Huge, untouchable entitlements that plow forward, an exploding debt interest payment that must be paid, and a small slice of discretionary spending that has been continuously rolled over through the passage of no fewer than 138 continuing budget resolutions over the last 28 years. And there is an iceberg dead ahead, a bond market that's already sending out signals that its appetite for forever financing our huge budget deficits may be waning. And so the comfort and familiarity of the Washington budget process that winks at deficits and serves us up more may be heading for a shakeup. What might that look like? The nice thing about righting the listing federal budget ship is that it's totally within our power to do so in an orderly way, at least today. But every time Congress passes laws to limit its spending, remember Graham Rubin Hollings, it finds ways to ignore them. State governments that have balanced budgets have, some better, some worse, those requirements written into their constitutions. Clearly, a similar requirement must be adopted at the federal level, or one Congress's frugality will be gleefully undone by the next. An even more daunting task will be removing the golden handcuffs, putting the giant entitlements off limits for budget discussions. Everything that spends money, with the exception of interest on the debt, needs to be on the table. Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, even veterans benefits. I'm Patrick Barkey, and this has been today's Economic Minute from Northern News Network.